This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1547. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded January 12th, Argentina, Australia, Brazil, China, Colombia, Cuba, Ethiopia, France, Haiti, India, Indonesia, Italy, Mauritania, Mexico, PNG, Poland, Russia, Samoa, Spain, Tibet, Uganda, UK, USA, Vanuatu, and Zambia, clandestines for Burma, Cuba, Iran, Korea North, Sarawak, Sudan, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, following last week's news that Argentine broadcasting to the exterior would continue on the shortwave, RAI has been heard at some times beyond its known schedule. Terry Kruger in Florida was hearing 6060 on the air past 2300 UT when it supposedly closes on January 7th, along with 15345 in Spanish. And I was surprised to hear 11710.8 on the air at the very late hour of 0630 UT Saturday, January 8th. Normally that closes at 0400 after the French broadcast. They were relaying the domestic service with the Noche Nacional program. Perhaps General Pacheco was celebrating the decision to fund a new shortwave transmitter with an all-night party. The rescue of RAI has been subject of some discussion among Argentines themselves, DXers that is, on the Condish list. Daniel Camporini, on his own webpage, says that RAI is the victim of its own errors through the years. He points out, for example, that for quite a while, mail was being rejected from their mailbox because they hadn't paid the rent on it, and thus people trying to get QSLs were not able to. Some stations deserve to disappear, he says. However, Ruben Guillermo Marjanet replies, the bottom line being, it's better than nothing. More about the new low-power Australian on 3210. Barry Hartley in New Zealand tells BCDX on January 4th, I can hear it as I write at 0945 with uninterrupted pop music. Signal was S3 and improving. Not too bad for the very low power. David Sharp in New South Wales tells us it's broadcasting from the Sydney area. I'm only 900 kilometers from the site, but after 0900 UT, it's very strong. Heard January 6th with nonstop pop music, rating S9 plus 50 or better. The frequency was slightly low by about 10 hertz. 50 over 9 with only 50 watts, that's hard to believe. Maybe there was an unusual propagational situation. Ian Baxter in New South Wales says, for what it's worth, 3210 is stronger than Radio Simban's former broadcasts were on 2368.5. Bill Smith, W1OW in Massachusetts, says he has not heard it yet, but here's a way to judge whether propagation is above normal from down under. There is a net on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays on 7130 at 0930 UT of foundation stations. They're only allowed 10 watts with distinctive call signs, four letters in their suffix starting with F. If you can hear one of those 10-watt stations, there's a chance of hearing higher-powered broadcast stations at 3 megahertz, although it does not always correlate. Easily heard, of course, is Radio Australia from transmitters in Shepparton, which lately has been devoting a lot of airtime to the flooding in Queensland and New South Wales. In fact, they've been relaying local broadcasts from that area. I don't know if they're doing it continuously, but I've found it going around 0630 UT and 1400, especially as the peak of the flooding was about to hit Brisbane on January 12th into 13th. Among the frequencies relaying ABC local radio from Queensland around this time are 9590. And it seems a lot of additional webcasting has been added for this emergency. David Sharp in New South Wales, who's not too close to the flooding area, but he may be later. Tells me some non-ABC stations are streaming from Brisbane. www.4bc.com.au. Also, 4KQ and 4BH. Insert the different calls in the middle of those URLs. I was surprised to hear the unmistakable wailing preacher David Miranda on a new frequency, 9592.3, January 10th at 0620. It was parallel but slightly unsynchronized with 9565, which is Super Radio del Ze Amor in Curitiba. As for the off-frequency, I can only assume that was Radio Globo, renamed Radio CBN in São Paulo. Its nominal channel is 9585, but for a long time it's been varying higher, around 9587, and now it must have varied even further to 9592.3. And in fact, a few days earlier, Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal also logged it on 9592.4 at 2241. He gives the ID as Super Radio Deus Amor, with distorted audio. And another off-frequency Brazilian, approximately 9695.8. During the English broadcast, direct from NHK on 9695, there was a heterodyne on the high side, also with some audio, and that frequency matches one reported by Manuel Mendez in Spain back in November at 1010 for Radio Rio Mar in Manaus, Brazil. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria has the updated schedule for Democratic Voice of Burma's evening broadcast since January 1st at 14:30 to 15:30 UT. Every day of the week it's via Madagascar on 17790, but the other frequency via Armenia depends on the day of the week. He says on Saturday, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday it's 9355 in parallel, and Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday it's on 11515, each of them 300 kilowatts at 100 degrees. If you hear CBC on 415 kilohertz, it has nothing to do with Canada, but it's a beacon in the Cayman Islands. In WTFDA AM, George Sherman in Minnesota says, "It's the first time I've heard this in many years." That is 0630 UT, January 8th, after Northern Pass had mostly died out 4 hours earlier. Takahito Akabayashi in Japan tells us of a new marine meteorological broadcasting station in China, adding to a list of others. It's at Maoming in Guangdong Province on 3360 upper sideband with 1 kilowatt. It was completed on December 14th and started testing and was reaching 2 megameters away, serving a mega person along the South China Sea. The schedules are not announced, but he heard one transmission at 0943 to 945 UT, making us wonder if they're all only 2 minutes each. In the British DX Club, Mark Davies reports hearing the Colombian national anthem at 0100 UT, January 11th on 6035. After an ID for La Voz del Guaviare, so that's another Colombian station reconfirmed active, perhaps they were signing off at that time, although he doesn't say, and he was not hearing any sign of Bhutan on the same frequency. If, when WWCR is not too strong on 5935, you hear a heterodyne on the high side, it's probably a spur from Radio Republica via El Cor in Costa Rica, fundamental being 5954.2 variable, January 6th at 0621. I was hearing that heterodyne and one to match on the high side at the same displacement, 5972.4. Rather, it was just a carrier there, as there was nothing to beat against. It seems the dendrocubing jamming command does not bother with the spurs, but they often jam very hard against 5955. We continue to observe numerous anomalies from dendrocubing jamming and Radio Havana Cuba, but we missed this one, reported by Chuck Boland in Florida. January 6th at 2355, he found Radio Havana Cuba on 4990, with music and an ID on the hour interval signal, and into English. They discover their mistake and changed back to the regular frequency 5040 at midnight 10. Although Televisión Martí allegedly has close to zero viewers inside Cuba, plans are coming out to increase the amount of airtime transmitting TV Martí from a plane over the Florida Keys. Media Network blog has news of a briefing by the Broadcasting Board of Governors to be held at 2 p.m. February 1st at the U.S. Naval Air Station, Key West. They are utilizing the Phoenix Air Group to provide the airborne TV services, but the contract expires on May 31st. And the question is, should they expand existing schedule of 5 days per week for 2.5 hours per night? Robertas Pogarelis, originally from Lithuania, says he spent his Christmas holidays in Ethiopia and sent us a report about his monitoring of East Africa and neighboring areas. The full report is in the new DX Listening Digest 11-02 via worldofradio.com. About Ethiopia itself, he says he received Ethiopian radio on 4910. That's a new unlisted frequency. At 1625 in vernacular, 1735 in English, it was parallel to 9560. He says, while in Addis Ababa, I visited the ERTA and met with the English service staff, who are also producing English language TV programs, as well as with the chief engineer. He was insisting that 7110 is the best for listening to Ethiopian radio in Europe. Yet I received nothing on this frequency, so doubt it is currently used. The head of the English service, Mr. Kebede Gizachu, was very friendly and accommodating, and so was Chief Engineer Mr. Worku Gachena. Their efforts to find a QSL card for me for half an hour were unsuccessful, yet they promised to send me one if I send them a report. Instead, I was interviewed on their television for their Christmas show. A medium wave station near Paris called FIP, F-I-P, on 585 kHz has disappeared since January 3rd. Reports Thierry Vignon via Kai Ludwig. It's completely off the air. It was quite popular across the channel in Britain. In the British DX Club, Chris McCarthy says there was a pirate relaying it for almost 10 years continuously, one of the UK's longest-running and land-based unlicensed stations. It was extremely popular in the Brighton area. However, in the medium wave circle, Francis Mougenet says it's still available on webcasts. Ken Fletcher says go to www.listenlive.eu/france.html and select FIP. The Ohio Penn DX Bulletin via Dave Raycroft, ODXA, says look for members of the Radio Club d'Haïti, RCH, to activate the special call sign for Victor 1, between January 10th and 20th, in remembrance of those who lost their lives during the earthquake in Haiti 1 year ago. Check 14300 kHz for announcements about the schedule. In DX India, Joe's Jacob reports some All India Radio frequencies, which he heard with extended broadcasts for cricket commentary, the same expected to happen on January 15th, 18th, 21st, and 23rd, until around 2030 UT. 4810, 4880, 4910, 5010, and 5040. And there could be others on 60 meters. Very few Radio Republik Indonesia stations are still active on the tropical bands, and even fewer reported recently. However, here is one which may be active, Vamena, on 4869.925, measured by Stig Adelson in Sweden's shortwave bulletin. He heard this January 1st at 1350, an ID, but probably Vamena. However, there was interference from Kurdistan clandestine and jamming. According to rri.jpn.org, Atsunori Ishida's Indonesian monitoring website, Vamena is currently active around 4870. You are tuned for World of Radio number 1547. Your contributions always welcome to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702, USA. Our thanks this week for financial support from Tom Roche in Atlanta, who made a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com. In the MWDX Yahoo group, Jürgen Bartels in Germany reports hearing Radio Farda, the U.S. service to Iran, on a new medium-wave frequency, 1314, January 7th at 1800. But what is the transmitter site? It's unlisted. Wolfgang Büschel says it was heard a couple of weeks ago by a Russian DXer in Central Asia. Could it be Tajikistan? Or could it be Kuwait? There was planned a new relay there on 1386 kilohertz, but there have been delays and delays since August of 2008. Jürgen Bartels replies the offset is 0 hertz. In other words, it's exactly on frequency, maybe indicating a new transmitter. Not listed, even on the webpage of Radio Farda. Ed Insinger in New Jersey says exceptionally good conditions allowed him to listen to the entire World of Radio program Saturday, January 1st at 1900 on 6090, our European affiliate, IRRS. The following week, however, it started to fade out by 1920. Lynn Robertson, KJ6EF in Carlsbad, California, reports what he calls a doozy, 7245 Mauritania, blasting in 30 over on peaks from 0825 past 0915 UT, January 11th in Arabic and French. Included a call-in program. The signal was well modulated and in the clear. He says for a country as poor as this, run by a corrupt junta that still has slavery and numerous tribal, ecological, agricultural, you name it, problems, they seem to have no problem running a 100 kilowatt transmitter full blast. Quite a jolt to see better-off countries in Europe shutting down their shortwave transmitters and services because of financial problems. I guess what the junta wants, the junta gets. Either that or the bean counters have taken over Europe and the West, or both. More to last week's report of the revival of Radio Mexico Internacional, not on shortwave, but as a webcaster only. Efecto.com, via the Media Network blog, says that it's currently in Spanish only, but has announced it will be adding English and French and some dialects of South American Indians. In BCDX, Barry Hartley in New Zealand reports that there's an UNID station on 4775, which might be a new frequency for Radio Fly in Papua New Guinea, since they're not being heard on 3915, but they are still on their other frequency, 5960. 4775 he was hearing January 4th. There were other reports of it around then in the DX Dialogue group in New Zealand, such as by John Durham, 1130 past 1230 UT on January 4th. The signal is quite weak, even in New Zealand and Australia, agrees Ian Baxter. Meanwhile, Radio Fly has continued to delay getting a QSL card printed, as they've promised to do. Ian Baxter suggests that those waiting for one gently remind them. Barry Hartley in New Zealand also says, on January 5th, I heard One Talk Radio Lite on 7325 from PNG for the first time in several months at 0750 with a U.S. gospel drama, Unshackled, from Chicago. Retuned at 09 UT when they were relaying news in English from NBC PNG. At no time was it very strong. Via Paul Geiger, BCDX, the Polish radio website in German, announces that they will be adding Chinese and Arabic language sections. It's financed by the Foreign Office Ministry. Another obituary we must convey from the Voice of Russia website via Media Network. Karl Watts has died. He was also known as Karl Yegorov, the distinctive announcer at the Voice of Russia and its predecessors for a great many years. You can read more about his life at several items at the Voice of Russia website. He was born in Winnipeg, where his parents, who were Russian, moved from the Ukraine in the 1920s. Karl Lotz began working at Radio Moscow in 1959. There's also a lot more about him in the new DX Listening Digest. It seems Voice of Russia is trying to catch up with China and other external broadcasters by adding relays in other countries, that is, on local AM or FM. Peter the Rock tells us that VOR's English service is now being broadcast in the New York City area on 1430 WNSW, according to Scott Feibisch's Northeast Radio Watch. He was hearing it on Long Island at 2145 UT, coming in just as well as on shortwave. Richard Cuff reports to NASPA that according to the Voice of Russia website, this relay is continuous 24-7 and also in Washington, D.C. on AM 1390, according to Scott Feibisch. Those looking for analog TVDX on channel A2 should remember this. In WTFDA, Bob Cooper in New Zealand says, according to some 6-meter Pacific DX types, channel 2 in Pango Pango American Samoa continues to operate in analog. It's KVZK-TV, measured 1.4 hertz below 55.25 megahertz. Curtis Sadowski says the Aussies have been getting it quite a bit. It's under the authority of the Department of the Interior, not the FCC, so it's exempt from the DTV transition. However, Bob says the two commercial stations in American Samoa have been digital for some time. Zaharias Liangas in Greece says that Radio Free Sarawak had still not returned to its previous frequency 7590 for the 2230 broadcast as of January 7th. So we wonder if it's still using the other transmitter at 6205 starting at 1200 UT. That was still being reported as of January 6th by Koji Hashimoto in Japan Premium. Wolfgang Büschel in Germany has been doing his yearly DRM monitoring with a borrowed receiver. A lot of it is disappointing. However, about Spain on 9780, he says Spanish at 0835 January 4th, the SNR peaking 22 dBs, with the history of the American rock band The Doors. He says REE in DRM mode has the best, beautiful, and fantastic digital sound on the 31-meter band. I seldom go into amateur DX news here, but wouldn't you know it, last week I mentioned the Spratly Islands DX expedition, and it turns out that it's had to be postponed. You can read all about it at their website, www.dx0dx.net. I don't know whether the Sudan radio service from outside really has English at the times I gave last week according to a schedule, since I can't hear them. But on the frequency where I can hear them, 17745, English has been coming on an hour earlier, around 1630, at least on weekends, reported by Ron Howard in California, Saturday, January 8th, from 1636 until off at 1657, all about the referendum, of course. And I also heard some English the following day on Sunday, January 9th. On Monday, however, they were not in English at that hour. It's hard to know whether they're following a definite schedule or playing it by ear. Ron Howard in California updates us on the English program from Tibet, heard January 8th at 1530 to 16 on 4905. For a long time, the Holy Tibet program in English always started with a unique laughing chant. Now it's gone. The new introduction has added a native speaker of English and changed the wording. They want to improve the intelligibility. Today's broadcast was their Sunday focus on music. It's common practice for them to carry this only on Saturday and not on Sunday. It's always a pleasure, anyhow, to hear this show. It was also heard at the same time by Harold Sellers in British Columbia. And the next day's English broadcast, although not so well, by Mark Davies in the UK. From his visit to Ethiopia, Roberto Spogarellis says on different evenings there was an African station on 4748 to 4750 with local and English songs at different times between 1545 and 1809 UT. This could have been Dunamis shortwave from Uganda. If you care about the BBC World Service, you may want to look up a story which appeared in The National, an online newspaper from the United Arab Emirates, January 9th. BBC World Service faces an uncertain future. also in the New DX Listening Digest. Thanks to David Cole for sending that on to us. Once again, on the second Saturday in January, World of Radio was missing from WWCR, 1700 UT on 12160, even though it still appears on the January schedule. So unless someone tells me definitely, we can only assume that maybe the change is not permanent. That leaves the prime time to hear World of Radio on WWCR as Friday at 21:30 UT on 7465. And also before that, UT Fridays at 0430 on WWRB 3185. I've been hearing WYFR in an unidentified language. They're always adding more before it's too late. This was January 10th at 2119 on 11665. If you check the schedules, they show either Arabic or English during this hour, but it certainly was neither. It was a tonal language, perhaps African, maybe Yoruba, which is scheduled earlier on this frequency. However, the following day, I heard them in Arabic. Perhaps it's not on 7 days a week, or it's included in the Arabic broadcast. As we have been suspecting by lack of reception, the harmonic from Orangeburg, South Carolina is over. We'd been hearing it for about 2.5 months, since the middle of October on 3160 from WPJK, 2x1580. But now we hear from W1IT in South Carolina. He says the harmonic has been taken care of. Myself and FCC Atlanta intervened. Sorry, it's a disappointment, I know, but legalities are legalities. Meanwhile, there are other medium wave harmonics on the lower frequencies. Bill Smith in Massachusetts is still hearing WSBA from York, Pennsylvania on 2730 during the morning hours. He heard it January 8th at 1100 UT. It's 3x910. I've been trying for it, but so far no luck in Oklahoma. Harold Froge in Michigan also reports it, January 6th at 0505 with News Radio 910 WSBA on a talk show. Barry Hartley, New Zealand, tells BCDX about Vanuatu. 3945 was off the air one evening, but 7260 was on January 4th. However, the next day, January 5th, both of them are on the air, but both with a loud buzz in their modulation. Wolf-Dieter Benke in Germany reports to ADX via BCDX, hearing Vanuatu, January 8th at 0720, on 7259.963. Very weak signal. Ron Howard in California says Zambia has moved back to 6165 as of January 7th, last heard on 6162, January 5th. Listen around 04 to 05. Now back on the same frequency as Chad from 0427 as well as Bonaire. Just in from Ron Howard in San Francisco, Radio Free Sarawak still on 6205, January 11th until 1300. And a new frequency for Shokaze, Seabreeze from Japan to North Korea at 1400, 5910 replacing 5985, January 12th. The propagation outlook from Boulder, January 11th, ANK indices mostly 5 and 2. Solar flux dropping from 82 January 12th to 78 on the 16th to 18th, and another peak to 89 January 31st. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 1547.